Hi, I'm Trip Babbitt, host of the Deming Institute podcast. In this episode, we begin a new series titled 10 Minutes with Dr. Deming. In this series, we'll pick a subject and talk about it for approximately 10 minutes with some variation of things that Dr. Deming spoke about in his seminars and various other speeches that he gave. In this particular episode, we'll talk about innovation. There were a couple of books that he mentions innovation in that are important to note. One is Out of the Crisis. There are a couple of mentions of innovation, and also in The New Economics. The New Economics is pretty well represented by audio that I'll play in a little bit. But in Out of the Crisis, he frames up innovation around his elaboration for the 14 points. In the first point, which is create constancy of purpose for improvement of product and service. In that section, he talks about two specific things. One is problems of today, and the other is problems of tomorrow. And that problems of today, we can become very efficient in. It's getting the daily washout. It's dealing with output and profits and sales and forecasting and all the things that kind of happen every day in a particular organization. But with problems of tomorrow, it's something completely different. And he said that you can get really wrapped up in the problems that you have today that you forget about looking out for the future of the company, and that really the next quarterly dividend, in quote, is not as important as the existence of the company 10, 20, or 30 years from now. And that's kind of the emphasis of problems of tomorrow. If we're looking and wrapped up at everything that's going on today, then we're not looking towards the future and therefore not really looking at constancy of purpose of the business. We are seeing more and more data on companies that shows that their longevity is decreasing over the past five, six decades, from 61 years down to 18 years with the latest statistics from Reuters in 2011, and that 75% of the companies will be replaced by 2027 that are in the S&P index. So we have a real problem with the constancy of purpose of organizations, and we're not renewing ourselves. We're not looking at the problems of tomorrow enough. We're too caught up in the problems of today. And I think that some of that is caused by some of the things that Paula Marshall and I had discussed in her episode about the 90-day shot clock. And by 90-day shot clock, I mean that you're having to report what your dividends are going to be and forecasting things like sales. And that puts a lot of pressure on the problems of today. There's a trade-off there for not addressing the problems of tomorrow. I'm now going to play what I think is a good representation of what Dr. Deming talked about in The New Economics. The audio is a bit rough. It's an older CEO seminar that he had done, but I hope you enjoy it. Here's Dr. Deming.
Is it sufficient to have loyal customers, happy customers? Well, if you don't want unhappy ones, we can agree on that. The customer's a rapid learner, compares one product with another, one source with another. We certainly do not wish to have an unhappy customer, but it will not suffice to have customers that are merely satisfied. They can't even exist with customers that are happy. That's not enough. The satisfied customer may switch. Why not? It might come out better for the switch. It's good to have loyal customers. Customer that comes back, waits in line, brings a friend with him. Sure, we appreciate that. Will that keep us in business? Be careful. The answer is no. It will not suffice to have loyal customers. Part of the day are the makers of carburetors. They're gone. Well, those carburetors are used on motorcycles, I believe. 25 years ago, every automobile had a carburetor. How could it run without one? Nonsense question. Of course it had a carburetor. In the space of a few years, no automobile had a carburetor. Came both with a fuel injector. Does the job of the carburetor and a lot more. The fuel injector costs more than a carburetor. Fuel injectors came in, carburetors went out. Innovation. When we learn about a system, we must also learn that the system must include the future. What will we be doing a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? The same thing? Be careful. In time, the fuel injector will be displaced. New ways to inject fuel and air into the combustion chamber. And a new type of engine will come forth and render obsolete the fuel injector as we know it today. Few people will remember vacuum tubes. There was a time, seems only a few years ago to me, an 8-tube radio, about half the size of this projection lantern, 8 vacuum tubes. A radio with 9 vacuum tubes was bigger, cost more, was better. Where today are the makers of vacuum tubes? They made better and better vacuum tubes. Better and better vacuum tubes. More and more faithful magnification of signals. Better and better. Happy customers. Where are they? They're gone. Somehow people ran for the pocket radio. Customers of vacuum tubes were happy and loyal. Came along, however, the work of William Shockley and others in the Bell Telephone Laboratories on the diode and the transistor effect, which in time led to the integrated circuit. Only a short time it was. Happy customers of vacuum tubes, deserted vacuum tubes, and ran for the pocket radio. The moral is that it is necessary to innovate, to predict needs of the customer, give him more. He that innovates and is lucky will take the market.
Dr. Deming's words are becoming increasingly important. The futurist David Hoole talks about our increasing electronic connectedness and the fact that 80% of humanity can now communicate with each other instantaneously through either the internet or mobile phones. This trend is something that is allowing consumers to get greater knowledge at a much rapid pace. It's also introduced competition for companies like never before. The importance of constantly renewing ourselves in an ever-increasing rate of change in the world is something that needs to be emphasized when we look at problems of tomorrow and not getting wrapped up in problems of today. I hope that you enjoyed this particular episode. If you have any comments or suggestions for other subjects you'd like for us to cover, you can reach me at tripp@deming.org or through Twitter @DemingPodcast. Thank you for listening.